What's up, everybody? Welcome to JT's Las Vegas podcast. Today, we're tackling three different headlines. We have Kanye West addicted to nitrous oxide. We have Matthew Perry's toxicology reports finally coming in. And lastly, we have a tech billionaire, Mike Lynch, super yacht sinking in Sicily. Now let's get it. First up, let's explore Kanye West. Recently, he's had some shocking revelations about, you know, getting his whole mouth just sawed down and filled with titanium dentures. And that's why I always wonder, I'm like, so when you get veneers, they literally saw your teeth down to where you have crackhead teeth, little pebbles, and then they just hammer some fucking porcelain into your mouth. This shit's like, that's made on the back of toilets. And did you know Kanye West first broke his mouth, you know, through the wire, cracked his whole shit, just started going down the prescription route, just like most of our good buddies who have probably long gone and passed. But like, the high pressures of just life in general, they talk about celebrity life so stressful. It's like, dude, every person's life is stressful. Never think someone's life is more stressful than yours, because like, we're all going through the same shit, just different times. And celebrities, you're just like, everyone's on pursuit of highs, both literally and metaphorically. And everyone just wants to feel good all the time. It's just, there's two sides of that sword. And you know, I always think about like, everyone nowadays will talk shit about drugs. They're like, oh, drugs are horrible, but they have a bunch of prescription drugs. The government is the biggest drug dealer in the world. And, you know, they just mimic, you know, drugs off the street. Dude, you gotta be careful out there. Luckily for me, downers don't work for me. Get super nauseous on them. There's something that I have in me. I don't know, some metabolite or molecule. But these molecules are powerful, brothers and sisters, so you better watch out. So, he got a titanium mouth, and he just keeps getting new dentures and shit. You're just like, damn, what a life to live. Because you see him, and he just looks like a chipmunk. He looks just swollen in the mouth. And I guess the guy who's making the dentistry is just giving him just fucking masks that have the nice oxide tanks in there. These boys are getting high on a whole nother level. So man, you give a drug addict millions of dollars, they're gonna figure it out. But like, the lesson, self-growth, it's essential to recognize the external validation and just realize, man, I'm okay with who I am. And instead of idolizing celebrities, focus on developing a strong sense of self-worth and making healthy choices. Surround yourself with good people, you know, good family, and just pray for the best. And you just hope that someone sees your habits around you and just has enough balls to call you out on your shit. Because that's what you don't want. You don't want to be the top of your pyramid and no one's able to call you out on your shit. So, you know, get ready to get your shit called out on and be ready to take daily inventory of your what's going on and pivot. But next thing, man, we have, you know, Matthew Perry, the boy from Friends. And it's just comical that the show Friends finally had a guy that dies from an overdose, because that's what happens in real life. Your friend group, people are gonna fall off and die tragically. Hopefully it's not you, because it's just a roll of the dice with all the pressed pills and drugs out there. But the boy was just going deep on the ketamine. His personal assistant was just intravenously just shooting him up. And that's what all these celebrities and shit are doing. They're saying it's like a fucking antidepressant, and they're just blasted down the K-hole all day. And I guess the cool thing to do is just get blasted by your assistant and go chill in the hot tub. And his final text was like, make it a strong one. And the assistant came over, blasted him. And you know, if you're paying someone, they don't give a shit about you, dude. They're not gonna be double checking on you and shit like your family would, like your lady. I don't think Matthew Perry had a lady, bro. Your lady's checking on you. She's like, who are you texting? What's going on over there? If he had a lady, she would have fucking saved him from that ketamine drowning. But man, dude, shout out to Matthew Perry, dude. And then the whole thing unfolded. This lady selling the drugs to all the celebrities, she's the ketamine queen. And TMZ did this whole breakdown, which I'm showing you right now. And this lady was just fucking running a top grade business, dealing drugs to celebrities. And you know how it goes. As soon as you kill a white man, the feds are coming. Kill all the brothers and shit you want, get all the doctors on payroll, but as soon as you kill a talented white, Mac Miller, Matthew Perry, those are the only time I've seen drug dealers get arrested. And did you know ketamine and nitrous oxide go together like peanut butter and jelly? My old drug dealer used to just do ketamine and hit nitrous oxide and just fucking play Xbox and just sling drugs all day. And I'd go in there and he'd be like, you want to hit this balloon? And I'd be like, by all means, brother. I'll hit that real quick. Take a hit of that, get what I needed, and drive back to work. And I would just drive back after a hit of nitrous oxide, and I'd just be like, what the fuck is going on? So, yeah, don't do that. But that's self-growth, man. You got to just keep growing and don't continue to make those same mistakes, because that's just tragic. And dude, you got to be aware of like the influences in your life. Like if your influences are like the ketamine queen and you're hitting people up like make it a strong dose and you're getting intravenous fucking blasters, you need to chill out. And that's what I'm starting to realize in my later years of life, is like, bro, just make shit simple. Make shit simple, dog. And it's like, how can technology and AI help us with like these drug overdoses and shit like that? And I saw this. So the new experiences, instead of taking drugs and having these, you know, come to life experiences where you're like, man, I OD'd and I saw God, you're going to be able to put on a virtual reality machine and just put your drug in and be like, yo, let me experience LSD. Let me experience Jesus Christ carrying the cross. And you're just going to experience all that and be like, bro, I got it. You know, trip LSD and get driving the car in VR. Just don't do it in real life. You're not going to make it that far, dude. You're going to land up in the federal pen or, you know, hitting the old restart button, the old respawn. And then we also have Mike Lynch. And did you know this year we have like 4 billionaires just going on like these luxury vacations and expeditions and they just don't make it back? And every time I go on a vacation, I'm like, why am I risking this shit, dude? Why did I leave the crib? None of this makes sense. And it's funny too, because it's always on these unsinkable yachts. As soon as something's marked unsinkable, bro, shit's going down. The world has a funny way of balancing out when you just talk shit. Sometimes you just gotta keep that shit in. You should just make it and go, this shit might sink ship, so fucking be careful. And I guess it sank in 2 minutes. 2 minutes, bro. That's like you're literally like, your lady's like, is something going on? And you're like, shut up, babe. I'm chilling. it's a wrap. You and your lady can't even communicate in 2 minutes to fucking do anything. No one survived on that shit, dude. Well, a few people did, but like, especially the rich ones, they're not moving in 2 minutes. If you notice, the richest people on that ship died because their sense of urgency for 2 minutes, bro, you're not getting to them. That's a bureaucracy of trying to get that information to that fucking guy. I guess there's more behind the story too. This Mike Lynch was, you know, of course, like, if you're a billionaire, you did some fraud and you're super sketchy. And of course he's doing that. And my boy had a target on his back. And if you find yourself with a target on your back on an unsinkable ship, that's just the stars aligning. But like, what makes you happy, dude? Are you gonna go fucking super yachting in Sicily with a target on your back? Or are you gonna just, you know, live the simple life and kick it and lay low? But you know, that's JT. Just checking in. Hope everyone's good out there, man. Like, subscribe. Couldn't do without you. One time for the one time. We done, son.